drop a body. The body that drop in your valley. Ain't no force that can stop me. I'm not happy. So when I can swell up your cheeks and your lips and your eyes, cause I trust lies and I ignore your cries. Tell no lies. Is it true when I said that I trust the pride? No, I never lied. And identified bodies in the ride. And they pronounce them dead when I count them about to open the walls in the rubber room. Yes, welcome to Radio Rubber Room, the show formerly known as the Gods of the Bobbleheads. I got my man Derek in the building. Say what's up,
Dan. What it is.
And we are here with Psycho Billy Cadillac. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
And also Manzelli, my friend, your friend, Manzelli.
What's going on, dude?
So Manzelli, man, you want to tell everybody what we got in store for them?
Well, tonight we've got Psycho Billy Cadillac. We've got some songs with local artists. We've got a new game coming up, Occupational Beard Game.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet. And then a little later on, we're going to have a sports report with Bill and Justin.
Nice.
And then we've got a liquid meat popsicle.
You did that with such
delicious,
such enthusiasm.
And a word from Mr. Wisdom. People can call in and or send in emails and ask Mr. Wisdom questions.
Awesome. Well, Derek, do you want to tell everybody what this song is we're going to play for him before we return with Psycho Billy Cadillac?
All right. Up first, we have Drug of Choice by Proverbial.
Ha, yeah. Music is my drug. That breeds my obsession. Pass the mic to the left to begin the session. So we shoot it up to calm our regression. And we toke it up to get gas like Hessen. Just fuck the beat, burn up the speakers. Get off your feet, get off the bleachers. Cause our music stimulates your mind, body and soul. The proverbial sound of hip hop, rock and roll, blues, funk, reggae, plus a little bit of soul. Gets you lost in the sauce. It's the 19th hole. Starting just in the flow as the alpha star ripping it. Rhymes my buzz, its feelings are magnificent. Cause music is my drug, it complexes me. Giving me a hug, she's my only ecstasy. It's the harmonies and melodies, it's soothing the pain. It's my eardrums kicking, the monitors and veins. Cause we've been seeing things and doing things and not getting high. But it's hard enough to get away, to just getting by. But we make it through, we make it through, we make it through. And if you don't know where you can go, the for green, your emeralds and money. All I need is gold, the saxophones and honey. If gambling's your drug, then your pocket's looking funny. If sex is your drug, rewards are more bunnies. Maybe it's a cup of coffee that gives you your fix, or bossing others around and just being implement. Either one, it's done, son. It's time to switch to the addiction of music. It's such a cinch, cause lust, love, liquor, or prayer can be a caffeine. But it's hot beats in this basement that's making us fiend. Exercising, fantasizing, and pursuing the dream to be totally indulged in the music scene. So, if you're a glutton, time to put down the fork. If you're just politicking, then just put down the pork. No matter at the lead, will the worm or talk? We're changing all the needs from Cali to New York. We've been seeing things and doing things and not getting by. But it's hard enough to get away, to just get by. But we make it through, we make it through, we make it through. And if you don't know where you can go, the music's at the show, I'll take it slow.
Drug.
Scientists say that the Earth's poles are shifting 40 miles per year, and in the Earth's history, they may have drastically shifted several times before. Is another cataclysmic polar shift coming soon? Don't fear, you can be ready with Polaridin. Polaridin is a carefully crafted metallic supplement designed in labs by people who wear lab coats and nifty security badges, so it might be safe. Collected from the floors of Chinese factories, Polaridin is made from 7 different shaved metals, so it absorbs easily into your bloodstream and deposits in your liver and kidneys. Why Polaridin? Because it's designed to increase your personal magnetic field, so when that next major cataclysmic polar shift occurs, your body will shift along with the Earth's magnetic field, leaving you in your new natural habitat. I know what you're thinking. Polaritin sounds like a stupid supplement that will never work, but it might, and a sudden polar shift will most definitely kill you instantly. So what do you have to lose? Well, on Polaritin, you should not drive, handle silverware, run with scissors, swim, ride on horseback, or operate firearms. One should not go outside during a lightning storm while on Polaritin. Side effects include robot voice, radio reception, Tin Man syndrome, lead foot and genital rash. Polaritin, it's like doing the electric slide with the Earth's magnetic field.
Hi, my name is Sandra, and I suffer from a condition called diverticulitis. I used to go out dancing every Friday, but since my colostomy, I've been staying at home watching Lifetime Network movies and reading cheesy romance novels. I'm so depressed. I need to go out again, but I can't find any shoes to go with this hideous colostomy bag. I want my old life back.
Don't despair, Sandra. Spoofco's Medical Fashion Accessory Division has got you covered with the new Colostomy Purse. The Colostomy Purse is a fashionable, alternative fecal vacuum storage pouch that hangs conveniently from your shoulder.
What a lovely handbag.
It's not a handbag, it's a colostomy purse.
Choose from your favorite color or pattern. Attach the intestinal milking apparatus to your stoma incision. Turn on the sub pump, and you're ready to dance the night away.
I really like your purse.
Thank you!
Feel safe walking the streets alone with the Colostomy Purse Theft Protection System.
Give me your purse, bitch.
Take that!
Ah!
And for those guys too insecure about their sexuality for the Colostomy Satchel, coming soon, the Colostomy Fanny Pack, new from Spoofco.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you...
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. We are in the building with Psycho Billy Cadillac. What's up, guys?
Doing good, brother?
What was that? Say it again.
All at once. Very happy to be here.
Nice, nice. And before we get started, man, it's John. We talked to you while we were Gods of the Bobbleheads. You were a fan of the show. You listened quite a bit. And you guys have heard a little bit, so you kind of know what you're getting into, obviously. John, you play bass, right?
I do. I play bass.
And backup vocals?
Yep.
Do you sing any, like, do you do lead on any of the songs?
No. You do not want me to sing.
Yeah, I'm sure, because I've actually seen you guys play, and Scott has quite a voice, man.
Oh, thank you.
I told John, and I hear you get this a lot, but Chris Cornell.
That's one of them, yeah. One man. Of them. Thank you.
Absolutely, man. Soundgarden was awesome.
Yeah. And Dan, we were just talking to the band a second ago, and they wanted me to point out Mark does a lot of vocals, too, a lot of backup vocals.
Do you really?
So, yeah.
I do.
So what kind of a vocal mic does a drummer have to have back there? Do you have to have a gate on it? Do you like sing into your snare mic?
That makes it even better. But
really tight gate.
He's always turning me down, you know. So, you know, he likes the sound of his voice, Scott.
No, Mark makes me sound better, so I try to keep him as loud as possible.
Just yell louder, Mark.
I sure will.
So, you have kind of a drum down kit back there, or how many pieces?
This is just a 4-piece.
Okay, and what do you usually play with? You have kind of a
6-piece.
Six-piece,
a few more toms, a few more cymbals. We're pretty heavy band, you know. It's hard rock normally, so you know, got to have some things to make noise on.
Yeah, the big challenge is not the number of pieces, but how softly we can get Mark to hit it here in order to make everything else work.
Well, you guys sounded pretty good. One of our issues in there is we have a new interface, so we're trying to get used to it. This is our first show. We've been trying to piece things back together, clean up a little bit of a mess. But we think we have it under control, and we appreciate you guys coming on and being our guinea pigs.
Yeah.
Glad
you're
here.
So we have questions
for you. All right, guys. Yeah, so let's talk about the name, Psycho Billy Cadillacs, for a second. I was looking up Psycho Billy on Wikipedia. They describe it as a fusion genre of rock music that mixes punk rock, rockabilly, and other genres. It's often characterized to include thrashabilly, punkabilly, surfabilly, and gothabilly. Do you guys consider that the genre you fit into, or is it more just a name that you...
Not so much. You know what? We've got all that. We got a little thrash. We got the rock. Mm-hmm. But we've got no Billy.
No Billy?
but the name... The name comes originally from, well, there was one night we were talking after practice, and John was like, anything with the name Cadillac in it. And that immediately sparked me to go, dude, man, what about Psycho Billy Cadillac, which is a Johnny Cash reference to an old song, One Piece at a Time, where that's his CB handle is a cotton mouth driving the Psycho Billy Cadillac, which is a car made of parts from all different makes and years, and I thought that really described our music. So, it was more of a musical reference, and I really didn't realize how deep it was. It cut into the rockabilly thing, and I've had some people ask about that, and I'm like, you know, we're not trying to be rockabilly or get anybody or annoy anybody, but it felt like it best summed up how we had put our the different genres of music together. And what we do.
Well, it's just a cool name anyways.
Yeah, well, plus it sounds cool, and then we get to say Johnny Cash.
Absolutely. All the time, yeah. And all you need to find is like a flute or a trumpet player whose name is Billy, and you guys
will
have
a whole...
Do you
play either of those?
So anyways, you guys are hard at work right now getting some material recorded as well as playing out. Is one or the other more of a priority right now for you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Good answer,
man.
Good answer.
Dude, tough question because you know what do? We got to get out there and play more. Right. You know, we want to build up a following so that people will want to buy our stuff, and of course, we would like to have stuff for people to buy and listen to or download. So we're this is what a quandary.
Yeah.
So I have a studio at my house, Mark speaking here, and you know, just a home studio. We're doing the best we can, just trying to create a demo. None of us are engineers. We know just enough to get ourselves in trouble as far as engineering. So we did bring a couple of cuts from this demo that you can hear. It's not completely totally professional, that's for sure, but it does sound pretty good for
us.
What kind of a rig you using? Kind of a rig.
It's just a computer, beefed up computer with Reaper software.
Okay, nice.
This would be a great time to plug the. If anybody would like to pay for us to record at a professional studio, we would very much like to accept your donation and you know, contact us. I guess on the Facebook and.
Nice segue.
Thank you.
Don't seem desperate at all.
No, I thought the desperation was well hidden. That was more of a. A requesting declarative. Yeah, we're desperate, man. No, we really want to play out, man. Whenever you go into the studio and you're trying to record yourself or have one of your buddies do it, man, you get all wrapped up in the recording process and you lose a little of the art. And we're still a young band and we're developing, working together in our songs, and we've got so many songs we want to work out that the studio is kind of stifling. But I mean, we love recording, but it's a lot of work, man.
It's good to play out for a long time, for a while, before you go into the studio so you have that live feel in the studio.
That's true.
Of course.
And playing out's a lot more fun.
It is.
Playing out's a lot more fun.
Now, you guys are, speaking of shows, man, you're about to open for Proverbial, and I know you guys have a show coming up really, really soon at...
Honey White's.
So February 19th.
Really cool little bar down in Chaco Bottom. And
we're actually going to play with our good buddies, the Syndicators, and they're kind of like an instrumental jazz band.
Okay.
Blues jazz.
Blues jazz.
Or jazz blues. Yes.
Spinal Tap.
They're going to come out and play with us.
Yep.
And Proverbial is going to be at the Camel.
Yep.
Yeah, that's going to be a great show, man. What's the date on that?
June 4th, man.
June 4th.
Yeah, man. Those guys are so nice to invite us out, and we're just really excited about that one. That's going to be really hip.
Now, did they catch you guys live? Like, how did they find out about you?
Me and Scott, their bass player, kind of kicked off a friendship.
Uh-huh.
And we get together once every month.
A bromance.
A bromance, yeah, it's a bromance.
I know, I have a bromance with Scott as well.
Nice. So. He's so romantic.
He gets around.
Yeah, he gets around. Anywho, yeah, and we just get together and we bounce ideas off each other and have fun. And then he was like, I've always been kind of pestering him, dude, let me play a gig with you, man.
You gotta hear my new band, man.
I don't know how far your bromance has gone so far, but one thing to know, I don't know if you've gotten this far yet, but Scott's a great spooner.
Scott, if you're out there, my turn.
Dude, I even knew that.
Yeah. Now, I hate to make this about Scott from Proverbial, but now, has he talked your ear off yet about, like, conspiracies or...
No, yeah. We've had some deep conversations, but they're usually about life. But he's never gone into the conspiracies yet.
He is like the never-ending conversationalist. Like you can't actually finish a conversation you have with Scott.
I've noticed that.
Cool. Love you, Scott. Love you.
So,
but yeah, another question for you guys: how long have you guys been playing together?
Almost a year now.
Yeah, about a year.
Almost a year. Yeah. Are you guys usually on the same page musically, or do you guys sometimes butt heads?
He said butt heads. Sorry, that's what nerds we are, man. We all go for that. You know, I'll speak up first because I can't stand these guys. With much love, man, these guys, I've been in 20 or 30 or more bands, and I always have fun playing music, but this I'm really excited about because I feel like it's my baby. I've got a lot of songs involved, but both of these guys have brought songs to the table, and they're all good, and there really haven't been any arguments. You know, there's always people throwing around ideas, and sometimes I look funny. I'm like, dude, really? And I stand there for 30 seconds, and then I realize it's a way better idea than mine. And that's never happened before, man. And the only big argument we've had was we were up in the mountains rehearsing one weekend, and John wanted to go get Guinness. And it was about whether we were going to drive over the mountains to Wintergreen or whether we were going to drive toward Charlottesville to get the Guinness.
That's quite the dilemma.
It was snowing.
It was a pretty tough 5 minutes for us. Oh, but, I mean, we got through it.
Well, if you can make it through that, you can make it through anything.
I'm the one talking here, but what are you guys saying?
No, it's unreal how well we get along.
It is unreal. I'm telling you, and this is going to sound really gay, but this is kind of our style. I have found my soulmates in these guys. They're awesome.
Man. John is a total bromancer.
I am.
I'm a lover. No, I feel the same way, man. I feel like I finally found my brothers. Like, I paid my dues playing with other people, and you know, a lot of people have annoyed me, and I know I've annoyed a ton of people. Yeah. But these guys, man, they take my best qualities and lift me up, and take my worst qualities and kind of ignore them or tolerate them. And you know, it's just great. Yeah, and I'm okay with that. Yeah.
True love
here.
Now, you guys all look like you definitely have different backgrounds. Like, if I had to like categorize you guys by putting a band t-shirt on you, I'd say John definitely like a Nirvana shirt. Scott, I'm gonna put you in a ZZ Top shirt. I'll wear that. And Mark, man, you get the Rod Stewart shirt.
Nice. Yes. Can we make it a Rod Stewart with the Faces shirt?
Cool, man. So we got a little bit of time. How can people find out more about Psycho Billy Cadillac?
Website's definitely the best place. Uh-huh. PsychoBillyCadillac.net. We update it all the time. Uh-huh. You know, we do have Facebook. There's a direct link to that, so you can check that out. But our website, we usually keep that up and going. We put videos up there right after gigs. Anytime there's a show announced, we throw it up there.
Okay.
So that's us.
Now, who does all the web work? John.
John does.
Nice. Do you guys even know or get the concept of internet? Do you use it?
I've done websites before.
He does.
Before.
Actually, this one does not.
I have heard of the internet.
That was kind of a rude question considering he still has more hair than both of us. and way more than Manzelli.
Hey, by the way, Scott, I am taking donations.
I was going to say, I'm giving donations to Locks of Love. So, nice. Do you prefer the beard or do you want the...
Do you have any back hair? But anyways, So PsychoBillyCadillac.net, you got a Facebook page. Right. Do you do the MySpace thing anymore or the Twitter?
No, we haven't ventured into the MySpace or the Twitter.
Okay.
It's almost absolutely. You guys have been together for a year. It's almost obsolete. Like, it wasn't a big issue a year ago.
Yeah,
so I kind of got fallen by the wayside, you know.
All right. Well, you want to tell us a little bit about the song you're going to play?
What song are we going to play?
How much time do you have? We have different lengths.
Yeah.
Which one? We've actually got about 5 minutes here.
I was going to start out with a song called Soul Flow.
You mean the one we're going to play or the one you're going to spin?
Or the one you're going to spin.
I was hoping you guys would play all live tonight.
I like it.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
It is cool.
Yeah, well, let's do Soul Flow. This is, I was just telling the story the other night. The hook on this is, it's, and your soul flows out of here. And you let it slip away. But I actually got that idea from a party I was at, and there was this beat poet. And this has actually happened in Ashland about 20 years ago. And I remember all these girls gathered around this guy dressed in black, which has always been cool. But I think he had the eyeliner and the nail polish. And the one line I remember, the whole thing was delivered like this, man. But the line I remember was, "And your flesh crawls, and it doesn't come back." And that's I got the soul flows out of here, you know, thing in my head, and it started out as kind of a Blind Melanie tune, and then was went through a Dave Matthews transition, and then some Skynyrd, and then ended up like this.
Yep.
But
you write all the lyrics?
Or do
you
I write about 90% of the lyrics, about half the music. And and it's been a great collaboration with, you know, these guys bringing in lyrics and, or, you know, lyrical ideas or song snippets or entire songs.
Uh-huh.
So.
Nice. So like, John will come with, like, a bass riff and be like, yeah, this sounds like a cool riff. Let's build from there.
Yeah, we're just getting started doing that. When we started, John had this pile of, you know, like, 12 songs. And it was like, here, I've got these songs. And and we just started building them. They were great. Mark has a couple songs we're working on. I had some songs, so we really have only written a few together.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, but these guys, like, I'll bring a song, and they'll really nitpick it, and I guess arrange would be the right word. But they'll be, hey, man, what if we did this here? What if you did this here? What if you changed that?
Uh-huh. That's really all Mark, because Mark's got a talent for that. Me, I just play as many notes as possible. And they're like, John, you got to stop playing so much. And I'm like, God.
So Mark is the micromanager of the band then.
And I come up with these little harebrained ideas for transitions, basically. And God buys them all. That's the
brilliant thing for me is I come in with songs that I'm a little happy with. I'm like, oh, I wrote this. It sucks. But here it is. It's all I got. And then these guys actually like it. That's a plus. But when they can make it better, that's, you know, that's what's so unbelievable, man. Yeah. So I trust these guys. And even if I don't, if I'm not sure that I dig where they're going, I'll try it because I believe in them. And that's been the neat thing, the trust issue that you so rarely run across with other musicians.
Yeah.
Is how they manage your music. And can
it's hard to get past the ego sometimes, man.
It's been a total ego shutdown. I mean, I've still got a huge ego.
Of course.
But these guys manage it and ignore it.
It comes with the beard, dude.
You've got a beard like this. Yeah.
I bet you can build in like an amazing fire, like when you go camping.
Dude, little tender, but just pull out of there. Actually, dude, I keep a lighter up in there. So.
Sweet. All right, you guys want to play a song for us?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sweet. And this is Psycho Billy Cadillac. You guys can find them at psychobillycadillac.net. They also have a Facebook page, so, it's more of what would you call it?
I'd say a lot more Southern rock to me. I mean, I love it. Their stuff on the Reverb Nation page was great.
I put it in the kick-ass column.
Yeah, definitely in the kick-ass column.
That's our style of music. I like the kick-ass genre.
Yeah. You guys will have to start telling people that.
Yeah.
Well, we've been quoted as the kick-ass genre.
We're badass.
Man, we're rock and roll. That's about it.
Well, let's rock and roll.
Y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
that was Force of Habit. What's the name of that song, Derek?
I bought it the night before.
Derek, what's the name of that song?
That song is Spun by Force of Habit.
Nice, nice. So it's strange. It's our first night, and I would think not many people would be listening, but apparently we have a caller. Do you want to go to the phones, Derek?
Let's go to the phones, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. We had a caller somewhere.
John, could you bring home some bread?
Hello, caller. Are you there? Caller, you there?
Yeah, I'm there. Oh, hello.
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 Hey, may I ask who's calling?
Just call me Grandma Lucy.
Well, hello, Grandma Lucy. You're not actually in our demographic, I would have to assume, but
No, I was just listening, and I thought you guys weren't too funny.
Oh, really?
Not what?
You know,
I thought I'd call in and make you a little funnier.
Well, see, our guest, Psycho Billy Cadillac, you guys think we're funny, right?
You guys have been pretty funny.
Yeah.
I was
caller.
So I'm interested to, I mean, if they think we're kind of funny, but you don't think we're funny at all, so you must be a very, very funny individual, are you?
Well, not really, but I try.
Now, on a funny scale of 1 to 10, where would you put yourself?
Oh, 8.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That's gutsy.
I want to hear a joke.
Oh, you do?
Well, hold on. Before we get into a joke, where would you put us on a funny scale?
Oh, I'd say maybe 6.
So oh, wow. That's pretty generous.
That's
I like it.
Even half funny.
Even with Manzelli dragging us down. Yeah. That's not bad.
He has been holding us back there.
Yeah.
That's a good
point. Yeah.
So, a joke. Do you have something funny you want to tell us? Something funny you'd like to share?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, let's hear it.
What's a man's ultimate embarrassment?
What's a man's ultimate embarrassment? Do you have... Manzelli knows a lot about embarrassment.
I do know about embarrassment, but no, I'm not sure. What is a man's ultimate embarrassment?
Running into a wall with an erection and breaking his nose.
Oh! That's pretty good. That's
pretty
funny.
Right?
Manzelli, you've done that, right?
Yeah, a couple of times, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's very funny. I don't think that's very funny at all. Who is that on the phone?
So, I mean, on a funny scale, I would put that around a 6.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you've got to out-funny us.
Well, then I got to try more, huh?
Yeah, what else do you have?
Okay.
Do you have any naked pictures of Manzelli, by chance?
Hey, wait a minute.
That's pretty funny.
A guy goes to see a doctor. He has a problem. So it was a woman doctor. And she said, hi, what is your problem? And he says, oh, I'm embarrassed. I thought you'd be a man doctor. And she said, oh, I'm good. I'm a good doctor. I can help you. She said, what is your problem? He said, I'll tell you. But I will tell you, but you'll laugh. He said, I'm so embarrassed. And she said, oh, no, I do not laugh at my patients. She said, I'm a good doctor. And he said, okay, I have trouble with my penis. She said, well, let's look at it. He pulled his pants down, and she began to laugh and laugh and laugh. She couldn't stop laughing. His penis was the size of a AAA battery. No wider and no longer.
Now, you've been talking to my doctor? I thought there was a doctor-patient confidentiality. I'm going to have a word with her.
He was supposed to keep it to himself, wasn't he? So she pulled herself together, and she said, I'm so sorry. I've been a doctor for 20 years, and I've never laughed. And he said, she said, I'm so sorry. She said, now what is your problem? He said, it's swollen.
That was me on a good day. Well, Grandma Lucy, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate you calling in, and I'm shocked that you've been listening. Does anybody have anything they'd like to say to Grandma Lucy before she goes?
Hey, thank you, Grandma Lucy. You're pulling Manzelli's weight.
Yeah,
you
well, thanks. Thanks.
The obsession with the penises.
Okay.
You know, we might have a spot for Grandma Lucy after we get rid of this guy.
Yeah, we're probably going to get rid of Manzelli. So we'll be
in a knife fight.
Okay, you can call me anytime.
All right, we'll keep listening, Grandma
okay,
Lucy.
I will.
Thank you.
Okay.
So that was Grandma Lucy. That is
And thank you for all your interest in the band.
That was awesome.
So, Grandma Lucy, strange, man. You get, with the internet, you get all kinds of weird people out there listening to your show. It's crazy. Like John Keefe over here. You don't mind if I use your government, do you? Your full name?
That is.
So, we've got a little bit of time, man, but I want to play a game. I love games. I don't know how you guys feel about games, so... I got a little cheesy game show music to start this off in place of an interview or intro. It's time to play the occupational beard game. So, I mean, historically, beards have been things of respect, right? They demand that you respect the power and might of a man with a beard. Isn't that right, Scott?
Absolutely.
Nice. Well, I mean, who do you know historically who has a beard that, you know, fits into that court category that demands respect, like Rasputin or...
Rasputin's got a good beard. I've always been a Lincoln beard fan. And,
solid beard.
Honestly, I was going to say, man, this one was inspired by Richmond Great's Lamb of God.
Nice.
I was like, I've always dug the beard, but man, if you can pull off metal, flannel, shorts, and the beard, yeah, you know, lumberjack musician style, man, that's Richmond.
You're doing a few things right.
I am a subscriber to Mustache and Beard Aficionado Quarterly, so I'm a big fan of the beards. As you can see, I have a little baby beard going on. It's a little baby.
Yeah, it's a good piece, man.
But have you ever, I was doing some research, man, have you ever heard of a French fork? You know,
yeah, I didn't think we were allowed to talk about that
stuff. Yeah, those are some weird beards, man.
Oh, the beard.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm not familiar with that one.
So do you want to tell us what the other French fork is?
I'd like to pass.
Yeah, okay. So this is the occupational beard game. And the people who are listening at home, whether it's later on demand if you're listening with a podcast or if you're listening live, you can go to our website. It's naked-jester.com. And you'll see a sticky right at the top. It says the occupational beard game. You go in there, you're going to see the same images that we're showing Scott here of the beards. And how it works is we're going to show you a close-up of the beard, and you have to guess what that beard might do for work. Are you ready to play, Scott?
I'm ready to play, man.
So I think we have about, what, 16?
I didn't count them.
Do you have them with you?
I've got them right here.
Are you ready to play?
I'm ready to show them the pictures, yes.
Okay, so am I supposed to be? Are you just showing?
I'm running the show. I got
all right,
this.
Let's, yeah, do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Good, I get to take a little break. I'm going to go.
All right, first beard, are you ready?
Ready.
What does this man do for a living?
Can I get help from my band?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Yeah, I was thinking either homeless or auctioneer.
That's ooh, too good.
It's cut off a little bit, and if I could see the rest of the photo,
we see
the
auction over here. So
just a note. Most of these are going to look homeless from the initial shot.
Okay, all right. I was going to say, man, I'm
his college professor. Nice though, man, he's got
have
nice
some good
teeth.
Auctioneer is very close.
He might make some money.
We could go college professor, but that's based on the teeth and the sweeping up of the edges, I think that's more auctioneer.
That's okay.
We're going to go with auctioneer.
All right.
I'm sorry. Auctioneer is incorrect. Incorrect. By the way, you are playing for a slot in the Beard Hall of Fame.
Oh, dude,
it's an accordion player.
Yeah, well, that was a gimme.
And by the looks of it, probably a very accomplished accordion player.
you know what two words you never hear together is professional accordion player.
Not too
often. Actually, my great-grandfather was a professional accordion player.
Ooh,
so,
yeah, sorry about that.
Back when. Yeah.
I was just trying to be funny, but as Grandma just quoted, I have failed miserably.
That was back when the New York Philharmonic actually had an accordion player. So
you're making all this up.
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
Let's go for number two.
Number two.
Halloween.
Very interesting beard.
Halloween. That's a good guess.
Is that a Halloween beard?
Yeah, I'm going.
Why would you say Halloween on this?
It's not real.
Not real. He's good.
It's actually a very real beard. So
really?
Yes.
Is that real?
That is an authentic beard right there. It actually does not get any more real than that beard.
Maybe too real, right?
Very real beard.
It belonged to that person.
Yeah.
Do you want to? So you're gonna go Halloween and fake beard? That's incorrect. That would be the famous Olympian
Amanda Beard.
Oh, beard. Look at there. Oh,
well, yeah.
still quite attractive. I think I could get past it.
It looks like beard implants.
Yeah.
So. Looks like the girls Manzelli brings home.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, don't you really can't only pick on him so much. He's defenseless over in the box.
I love you.
I'm by myself in this news booth.
Let's keep playing the occupational beard game.
We are at number three.
Okay. Interesting.
What do we have?
Now, I'm
delivers toys once a year. Yeah,
that's very Santa looking, but I'm going to go back to your previous answer and say go with the college professor or writer.
Well, they've been pretty...
Is that a nose ring?
Do you want to
give it a shot? That is a nose ring.
Or a pierced something.
Do you want to give it a shot, John? What would you say?
I don't. I mean,
professional body piercer.
Tattoo artist.
Oh, nice one.
Ooh, good one. Good
one. I'm going to back that.
He's like an old school, like, shipping city naval tattoo artist.
Let's see.
Let's see what it is. I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Birthday party magician. Birthday party magician.
That is, horrible.
You should go look at these. These are all right. That's like an octobeard.
It's only got six, so it's not an. It's a squid-a-beard.
All right, so let's keep moving. You guys have zero.
We are not scoring well, gentlemen.
You don't, and the deal is
these are common jobs, too. I can't listen.
These are all serious professions. Now this one's we got here.
Pedophile is out for this one. That's not actually a profession.
Depends. You can make some money.
There was that guy who wrote that book, by the way. But
yeah, that's disturbing.
Yeah, this looks like
this is tough.
I want to say contract.
This one's a total freebie,
carpenter?
Man. It's a gimme.
Plumber.
Go ahead.
No, let's go plumber.
Go plumber. I'm
going to go plumber.
I'm sorry.
No!
That guy is a professional body beard.
That it was so obvious.
Oh,
now.
My God.
You're back here, man. Didn't somebody request that?
That was we actually showed a fop some random guy said on Manzelli.
I emailed him, by the way. So let's do the next one, Derek. What do we have for these guys?
This one should be very easy, guys. Okay, so if you don't get this one... you have to shave your beard. I'm sorry.
Are we gonna go with toy deliverer, jolly old soul style on this? I don't know what the name of the job description. Coca-Cola spokesperson.
Let's go with that.
Coca-Cola spokesperson.
That's actually kind of close.
It's kind of close, but that's incorrect.
Ouch!
Mike, half a point on that one?
Yeah, I'd give him. Yeah, I'd give him half a point. Yeah.
It's actually the drunk Santa.
unemployed drunk Santa.
Drunk and naked Santa. So what else do we have?
Is that a legitimate occupation?
I think it is.
He does quite well.
That depends if you walk around Richmond enough.
As far as here on our radio show, it is. These are all real occupations.
In the rubber
wrong
room.
One. Wrong one. Whoa. You're going to show them the wrong one.
Close call.
Yeah.
All right. What do we have?
Well, tough one.
Martial arts instructor.
Would you want to meet him in the back alley?
Good one.
Take your ass.
He might be the person you call, actually, if I don't want to give it away.
He's a ninja.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess.
He's a retired ninja. Yeah.
He's an auto detailer.
He's an octogenarian ninja, actually.
Let's
so
see.
You're gonna say ninja?
Ninja.
Or auto detailer?
Yeah.
Ninja auto detailer.
That would be incorrect. It is a homeless police officer. Homeless police officer. Oh, if you can notice awesome. The cap on his head. All right. What else do we have?
Okay.
Oh, that looks straight Dennis to me, man. What
Dennis?
Do you guys think?
Dennis.
That looks like George Bush with a mustache.
No, that looks like evil George Bush with the the pointed Star Trek goatee.
More evil than usual. Like,
ouch. Okay. Ooh, we're going to kick it up a political notch.
Where are you guys?
As opposed to...
what I meant was good George Bush from Bizarro World. Yeah.
So what's your answer?
So we're going to go with dentist.
You're going to go with dentist?
Are we going with dentist or Bizarro?
Right dentist or George Bush with a beard?
If you don't, if you don't get one, Scott,
more realistic occupation.
Okay, but if you don't get one right, Scott, we have to hold you down and shave that thing off. So,
maybe dude, if I had a dime for every time I'd heard that.
All right, dentist. That is correct. That is correct. It is dentist. Sorry, it's the president.
Oh, you almost had it. You almost had it.
Oh,
I was rooting for you so hard.
We're going to give it to you, though.
Yeah.
Go with it. Dentist was a great answer. God, my co-host here is pretty slow tonight.
Oh, my. Okay. This is a good one. This is one of my favorite people.
I don't like
in the
guy
world.
That much.
It looks like Justin Timberlake to me.
Oh, damn.
Whoa. Very close. Very close.
Is that what we're going with, Justin Timberlake?
You know what? I was going to say, he's got a lot of confidence, man. I might back my boy John.
Well, then I think you might have a new bromance on your hand. I'm just saying, it's Chris Manzelli.
our very own Chris. We're going to give that one to you as well. So
thank you.
That is
because he's a great dancer too.
And he really does clean up nice.
I'm bringing sexy back. I don't even have a receipt.
He is a Timberlake's doppelganger, so it's kind of like the same thing. What do you have there?
All right. What do we think on this one? This might be an easy one.
Well, it looked like the cover of Aqualung to me. But, what?
Okay. That's fair.
Professional album cover model.
Yeah, I mean.
We can go with that.
Professional album cover model?
Sure.
That's very close.
That's...
I think, what do you think? We got to give it to him.
Give it to him, yeah.
It's a Middle Eastern hat model. Yeah.
You guys are getting better at this.
You guys are really doing
it. I'm feeling we're warmed up now.
We're
very well.
We're flowing
very
into
well.
The paper.
That was impressive, man. I sense a little clairvoyance when you guys get into
right,
it.
This one's kind of culturally relevant right now, so you hope you guys can get this one.
That's our boy right in there, right?
Radio.
Is that me?
No, it's not. But it looks. I could see that.
Maybe.
Is that Ben Roethlisberger?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
It's incorrect. Ouch. Incorrect. It is a professional rapist.
Oh, that's good.
Ouch.
All right.
So what else?
Rolling along. This is another good one.
That's Joaquin Phoenix.
That's the sexiest Joaquin beard.
That's a good guess. That's a really fine looking beard there, man.
That is a beautiful beard.
That is a singer based on the fact that they've got their finger in their ear trying to tune up.
Yeah, that's a singer, man.
That's very observant. I like your observation
skills.
I think
that person may sing a little bit.
Probably.
Or trying to hear the voices in their head more clearly.
We already did Manzilla. So,
You're guessing singer?
Singer.
Very close. We're going to give that to you. It's Selma Hayek.
I tell you what, dude. She is hot with
I know, right?
She's smoking, right?
I'd still hit it with a beard.
Totally.
Wouldn't be the first time.
My beard and your beard.
Oh, if I had a dime for every time I heard that.
I want to see your dime collection.
It's pretty sweet.
All right. I mean, this is another one you could go with dentist. Go with.
No, dude. Obviously, man, the glasses throw off the whole dentist theme.
Yeah, good point.
I think we're back into college.
That's a
professor.
Bikini model, I think.
Okay.
You're catching on to where this is going.
Proctologist.
What? Just like
say
life.
Proctologist.
Man, as soon as I thought, I knew what was going on, man. I just no clue.
So
what
are we doing?
Do we have a guess on this one? Or
you can go with proctologist.
Sure.
Proctologist. I got to give it to you.
Proctologist
is
good.
It is actually a shower curtain ring salesman. Same thing. Same thing.
With excellent product placement. Yeah. This is kind of blurry. This is going to be a tough one. This isn't even fair, I don't feel like. But we'll do it anyway. It's the last one, right?
It's my favorite one, by the way.
Ooh, that looks like Dumbledore.
It does.
Dumbledore.
Okay.
If you don't know this one.
We're going for any wizard. Probably Dumbledore in the Potter series.
That's incorrect. That's incorrect. That is the Wild Stallions.
Oh, yes. Wild Stallions.
All right.
Cool. All right. Well, what we're going to do is it looks like we have about 5 minutes. So I think we're going to play a little commercial from this guy named John LaJoie. If you've ever seen him off of The League. I don't know if you guys ever watched that. Football fans at all?
A little bit. I'm a little bit of a football fan.
Okay, nice. Well, he's on a show called The League. But anyways, very funny. We're going to take a break and play a song. What song we got for him, Derek?
Next song we have is Stereo System by the former champions.
Sweet.
Check it out.
From the makers of Rapist Glasses comes a new product that's sure to put the sex back into convicted sex criminal. Introducing Pedophile Beards. Pedophile beards give you that creepy sex face that women simply can't resist. Stop going unnoticed with your boring nice guy look and start scaring the shit out of people. Pedophile beards can be worn on their own or combined with our rapist glasses to create that rapist pedophile look that you've always wanted. And come by our store to check out some of our other products, like the Serial Killer Van, the Public Masturbator Trench Coat, the There's Gotta Be Something Wrong With That Guy hat, and our wide selection of pencil crayons. And remember, you don't have to be a convicted murderer slash public masturbating rapist pedophile to want to look like one. Sex criminal fashions, because the bad boy look is for f***ies.
Probably the last time I'm going to be able to play it this year, maybe next year. Now, we have a new sports report, like we used to do with our friend Voss, except now we're doing it with our music director and my friend Derek's family. You want to tell us about your family, Derek?
Yeah, we're going to be talking to my brother and my dad, kind of an old school, new school kind of a sports opinion, see what the young guy thinks, see what the old man thinks. And
I'm banking on them choking the crap out of each other at the end of every segment. Is that so we've got Bill and we've got Justin on the phone.
How you doing, guys?
Good, good. How are you?
Who are you calling an old man?
You old man. So this is your first sports report. Your first time on the radio, Justin, right?
Yes, it is, actually. First time. I know my dad's been doing a lot of stuff with the radio, but this is my first time. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, your dad is kind of a celebrity here in Ashland at WHAN,
right.
Particularly. So, isn't that right, Bill?
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of history there.
Nice. So you want to talk football, guys?
I keep hearing about a big game coming on tomorrow. I haven't...
Hey, what's that about? I don't follow the foosball.
I don't know, some kind of kind of big game. The lingerie bowl.
The lingerie bowl. Nice, nice. And you guys are football fans, but I hear a little bitterness because your team is not in the Super Bowl. Now, but I do have one question for you. I know you're both Bills fans, but, I mean, is that – are you truly Bills fans or are you guys bandwagon jumpers? I mean –
oh, boy. Bandwagon jumpers on a Bills fan.
All right, let this old man date himself a little bit here, buddy.
So smug, so smug.
This old man was at the game that decided who went to the first Super Bowl when Buffalo played Kansas City in the Old American Football League.
Oh, wow.
Of course, you know, we did lose that one, so that didn't go as a Super Bowl loss.
Nice. So, do you guys want?
We did win the AFL championship 2 years prior to that. So
we do have a couple championships. We'll hang our hat on that.
Well, second place is the first loser, guys. So
our day will come. It's not easy being a Bills fan. It takes a true man to do that. It's very hard.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know what, dude? Just I know you have a dog in the fight tomorrow.
Daniel does.
Are your palms sweating?
Are my palms sweating?
Are you nervous?
Not at all. Not
you
at all.
You have your game face on.
I absolutely do.
Do you?
I do.
Are they going to be up to it now?
So who do you guys like in the game tomorrow? What do you think some of the deciding factors are going to be? Roethlisberger, you know, they've had a not a tough season, but full of adversity with him not starting the first, what, 4 or 5 games?
I'll tell you what, I'm very excited about this Super Bowl. I think it's the best matchup we've had in a long time in a Super Bowl. Like, looking at both of these teams, they're very similar in everything they do. Both are just play great defense, and both quarterbacks are at their peak right now. And, you know, I just think it's going to be a close game, just like they're calling them. You know, Packers are favored by, I think, you know, 2.5, 3 points or something like that. But I think it's going to come down to something to do with turnovers. I think both teams are going to get turnovers. I think it's going to be which team can do something with it.
It's definitely a great matchup. You know, with everybody who did get in the tournament, I don't think we could have asked for two better teams, closely matched teams, going into this game. The Packers do remind me a little bit of the Steelers a few years ago.
Yeah.
You know, they got healthy at the right time. They came in as a wild card. They went on the road, ran the table, and Packers do remind me a little bit of that, but I don't think either team has a weakness. I know, they're not granted, you know, these coaches will try to find one, and they got great coaches on both sides, too.
They do. Well, the Steelers have not fared well against the spread offense, so this season, when they go up against it, they do not do so well. But
now, were those games with or without Palomalu?
Without.
Without. There
yes.
That's the key. That is the key. What do you guys think? Psychobilly, you guys follow football, football fans? Or?
I follow football.
Yeah. Who do you like?
I'm going Steelers because they have the better coaches.
Steelers.
You're welcome. You guys are welcome back here. Anyway.
Yeah. I'm going Steelers because it's my daughter's team.
Cha-ching. So. Cha-ching.
Yeah. And I think they have the better coach. He's intense, man. Yeah. I dig that guy. What's his name? Tomlin?
He's from Virginia,
he's
too.
He's intense.
Man. Yep. Did you guys watch the Pro Bowl by chance?
You know, yeah. I've really tried hard to watch the Pro Bowl.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if you watched it, but this first half, it's tough to watch. It's funny watching the offense and defense linemen. It's like they become little six-year-old girls playing patty cake. They don't want anything to do with it. I can't say
I'd watch patty cake.
You know, getting hurt in a game like that would not be ideal, but I don't know. It's tough for me to watch.
We had a Pro Bowl party and nobody came.
I wasn't invited. I was not invited. Now, if there's any indication, anybody who watched it or followed it, if there's any indication the NFC did devour the AFC, so...
It was a tale of two halves. How do you almost blow a 41-point lead at halftime? Unless, of course, you're the Houston Oilers against the Buffalo Bills in the greatest comeback.
Good point.
You know, this shameless Buffalo Bill promotion going on here. You're going to look for any end that you can drop the Buffalo
That's
Bills.
Right,
so what do you think about them moving the Pro Bowl around?
Who cares?
I think I care. I actually think it's a genius idea.
I think it helps. I mean, definitely having it the week before. It's kind of like once the Super Bowl is over, you kind of just forget it's there. So this bye week in between the championship games and the Super Bowl, you know, gave us something to watch. So I think the NFL moving that to the week before the Super Bowl is a good thing.
I think it was a great marketing move by the NFL.
Definitely.
Without a doubt.
Whether it's in Hawaii or in the city they play in, they tried last year to play it
they played in the city of the Super Bowl.
And I guess, I don't know if it didn't go well because now it's back in Hawaii, but I definitely, on the NFL's standpoint, it's a good move to move it the week before, definitely.
Yeah, they really are about their money. I hear Goodell is, he's trying to kind of finagle his way into politics through the NFL. Now, do you guys foresee a season next year?
I do. Yeah, I think if anything happens, they're going to miss the mini camp, maybe miss a little bit of the first practice and stuff. I haven't really followed exactly the details and everything they're fighting about, really.
It's basically about the 18-game season at this point. You know, the owners want to go to the 18-game season,
right,
knock out two preseason games, and basically the players are going, more risk, injury, shorter careers, so. And I'd have to side with the players on that. And from a fan standpoint, you're going to put more players on a roster because you need to, because of the injuries, but you're going to have pretty much Canadian League rejects, no disrespect to the Canadian League.
Hey, Warren Moon used to play
in the Replacements was a good movie, so, I mean.
The quality will go down, I think, if they add more games, because you're going to see more injuries, which means, late in the season you see a lot of, championship game last week we saw a third-string quarterback in for Chicago. It almost feels like you'll just add two preseason games to the end of the year.
They already charged regular season price for that, but they'd get extra TV money. But I'd say this about the strike in the NFL. Boys, you got billions of dollars out on the table. Settle it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they ruined baseball by letting it go to a strike. It's just pure greed. And they ruined hockey. For a while, I hear hockey's making a comeback. But I don't know if I could handle not having football this year. I mean, it is really like a grown man's Christmas when it comes to me. I mean, football season is the time of year.
I just don't know how, if something does happen and they're striking over millions of dollars and, fans, pay how much in season tickets and $12 for a hot dog, $15 for a beer at a game.
Yeah.
And we're out here struggling, busting our ass every day. And I just don't know how I could go back and be okay watching them play.
Yeah.
And it's not just the players, it's the owners, it's everybody. It's tough to swallow, really.
Like I say, billions of dollars, fellas. Plenty to go around. Get it done.
Cool. Well, we're about out of time, fellas. Thank you for calling in. That was Justin and Bill Vera, Derek's family.
Yeah.
It's like family here. This is the Derek's family show. Hopefully we'll talk to you next week.
All right,
sounds good.
Guys,
enjoy the Super Bowl.
Yes, I will. I will. Thank you.
Go back.
All right, guys. So, yeah, that was... I love your dad and your brother, man. They are awesome. What song? We're going to play a song, man. We're going to kick off. We've got two more commercials, two fake ads. It's kind of our signature. Apparently, that's what everybody likes about this show. Not the personalities. Definitely not the musicians. And we'll come back with more of Psycho Billy Cadillac. What song are we going to play for?
Up next, we have Hands On. It's by Murphy's Kids.
Murphy's Kids.
Girl, if I ever get my hands on you, I'm gonna take you higher. I'm gonna take you higher. Girl, if I ever get my hands on you, I'm gonna take you higher. I'm gonna take you higher. Girl, you know there's something about you. You got this funky style and I'm not sure how to deal with you. My mouth is dry and it's getting worse. You're so wise and articulate. Can I take credit for this? Yeah, but you know it's all hers. Oh girl, if I ever get my hands on you, I'm gonna take you higher. I'm gonna take you higher.
My head is fading fast, and I'm not sure if I feel quite right. There's too many heads, it's getting loud, and they need someone to take me by the hand. To make my way in this world, that'll be rid of me soon. But now I got you to help me with my day today. I think it can't get any better. Then you go and ask me, do you want to be the little sperm? You know, girl, if I ever get my hands on you, I'm gonna take you higher. I'm gonna take you higher. Girl, if I ever get my hands on you, I'm gonna take you higher. I'm gonna take you. I'm gonna take you so high.
Five delicious carbonated meat flavors. Chicken, pork, beef, fish, and ostrich. Crack open a refreshing carbonated can of liquid meat.
I'm having beef. What about you?
I mix chicken and ostrich and it tastes just like turducken.
Packed full of protein, liquid meat is the preferred energy drink for bachelors and 3 out of 10 bodybuilders. Homeless people love liquid meat too.
You spare a dollar.
Too busy to make dinner? Feed your family an ice-cold, refreshing can of liquid meat. New from Liquid Meat comes the Liquid Meat Popsicle Maker and Recipe Guide. So you think liquid meat is the best thing to happen to you since aerosol cheese? Well then you had better have a seat because you're in for a little treat. Tantalize and tickle your taste buds with the new Liquid Meat Popsicle Maker and Recipe Guide. New from Spoofco Culinary Division.
It's easy and it's fun!
Simply pour one can of your favorite carbonated meat flavor into our patented liquid meat popsicle mold. Add used popsicle sticks, pencils, pens, toothpicks, wooden matches, steel cable, or kindling. And in no time, your whole family will be enjoying a delicious frozen meat treat.
Yay!
Don't be afraid to spice things up. The liquid meat popsicle kit also comes with its very own recipe guide.
I love the barbecue chicken skull. One can of liquid chicken and a squirt of bold and spicy barbecue sauce, and I'm enjoying a frozen backyard barbecue on a stick.
My kids hate leftovers, and we used to waste so much food after the holidays, but thanks to recipes like the Thanksgiving Sickle, my family can relive the holidays for weeks to come. I just pour in one can of liquid turkey, a dash of stuffing, mashed potatoes, 1 ounce of cranberry sauce, and gravy to taste, and before they know it, my family's having a holiday feast suck fest, and I just can't get enough of it.
Other favorite recipes include the double bacon ostrich burger, potted meat and veggies, chicken piccata, beef ravioli, and my personal favorite, boiled tripe with potatoes and gravy. The Liquid Meat Popsicle Maker is sure to keep you sucking on all your favorite liquid meat meals for years to come. Sticks not included. Liquid meat, liquid meat. You don't need
We are back on Rubber Room Radio with Psycho Billy Cadillac. A little too much liquid meat for me, but
I can't get it.
I love liquid meat. You can only have so much bouillon, carbonated bouillon.
Speak for yourself.
So, guys, you guys having a good time?
Yeah, actually, having a great time. Finding myself craving a potted meat popsicle right
yes,
now.
I love potted meat.
Classic.
Do you have you? Are you? You obviously are a fan of potted meat.
Well, you know, sometimes I like the potted meat. Sometimes I like to make the potted meat jelly.
Oh, yeah.
I like to make a potted meat jelly sandwich. You know, that takes delicious. A couple cans worth of potted meat jelly. But nice. Nothing like it.
Yes, potted meat. Good stuff, good stuff. So before we get into it, remind everyone where they can find out about you guys. PsychoBillyCadillac.net.
You got it.
That's right. That's right.
Right.
We're Facebook, man. And how many tunes you guys got up there?
Whoa, wow, we only got one.
Nice. You guys have quite a catalog nice. There.
Well,
we've got audio.
Yeah, we got audio, and then we got about 3-4 videos of us playing live. So.
Nice. Video's the way to go these days.
Yeah, it is.
Now, I saw you at the Canal Club, and it was a really good show. You opened up. Who were the bands you opened up for?
It was American Aquarium and Justin Jones. And there was another band. They were really good, but they played right after us, and we were talking to people. And
they were Ghost Owl.
They're
from
cool.
Richmond, and then the American Aquarium's from Raleigh,
uh-huh.
And Justin Jones is from D.C.
Okay, nice, nice. And I thought you guys rocked it. I only caught the second band before I took off, and got up with some friends of mine. They were doing the Jingle Bud show at the Hat Factory. But you guys killed it, man, and you slapped the hell out of that bass, man. Slap it like it's a woman and you're drunk, man. So I guess before we get into questions, I mean, is there anything, I know you've looked at the questions, but is there anything you want to emphasize to our listeners that maybe we haven't covered thus far?
Hire us.
Yeah. Listen
really,
to our music, spread
us. I'm really glad you asked that question. Thank you. Yeah, man, I would tell people, man, if you like what you're hearing tonight, or even if you don't, you know, come on out and check us out, man. There's a lot going on musically.
There's a lot of good bands.
You know, there's we plug the other bands too.
Well, no, you keep going because I was going on a different.
Well, I've completely lost my train of thought now that you jumped.
Sorry,
in.
Sorry, I screwed it up.
Yeah, we'll take it, go with it.
No, man.
Well, you know what? I was going to say, Richmond music, first. Man, support the music scene, support local music. We need you to come out and drink beers and support the bars and support us, because that's how we get rolling. And I would say anybody that comes out to see us, man, we do a pretty wide palette of music. It all generally falls into the rock, hard rock category, but there's a lot going on that's slightly below the surface.
Yeah, I'd say that.
And then there's a lot of other bands, as John was trying to bring up, and they would like you to come see them too. So you know, I mean, bottom line, hey man, if all the bands are doing good, the whole scene is doing good.
Yeah.
We're all doing better.
That's one thing that me and Scott from Proverbial talk about a lot, is that they're really what we're trying to do together is build a scene, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because there's so many damn good bands in this town right now, and
Richmond's tough, man.
It is tough,
really tough,
getting people to leave their houses.
Man. And you know, it's a double-edged sword, because you got to have people. You know, the bars around here, they want you to bring a certain number. We need people to come out.
Yeah.
So if there's anything we can say, just please come out and support us.
Yeah.
Listen to music.
You know, these bars, man, they should work on getting their own crowd.
First of all,
I mean, they should have their, you know, audience
following.
For you. So you guys can just come out. You don't have to worry about anything but playing any.
In a perfect world.
Well, that's what we always said. But, of course, the bars feel like we should have the audience to bring out to them. And obviously, it's a combination of both. And you know, but when the scene is as solid as it is, when there's so many great bands, I think it'll be. I think as the more people realize that, the more it will be easier to grow that consistent bar scene, where you know if you go to the Canal Club or Honey White's, you know, or any of these places, you're gonna see a great band.
Yeah,
right.
And
I think it's all in the parking situation.
That's a big issue.
Yeah, it is.
I've been finding with the scene lately, sometimes there's a night I want to go see some music, and there's three choices. I'm trying to decide. I'm trying to go see three things in a night. And, you know, sometimes you make it all three, sometimes you make it the two, you know. I guess that is the key, just support, support, support.
You know? Yeah, I mean, if you can only go see one band, please see Psychobilly Cadillac. If you're looking for something to do, you constantly hear musicians or other people going, Richmond music scene sucks. And that's bull, because the scene is incredible. There are great bands, there's some great venues. But the nicest thing I've ever heard along those lines was there's too much to do in Richmond. There's too many good bands. And like you just said, you know, there's three or four bands playing. My friend's band is playing here. There's a band I'd like to see here. I'll just sit at home and watch TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that the choice is so wide that people do that too often. So, if you make a commitment to one and go, man.
Commit.
Mulligan's in Chesterfield, I mean, they have, that's a place that has their own audience, and you guys would fare really well there.
I've never even thought of that.
Yeah, they have... Yeah.
Do they still have the no dancing rule?
I don't think so. They have a cage, like, right next to the stage now.
I think
for,
it stands
like,
on.
Yeah.
Even when they had the no dancing law, Murphy's Law, or Mulligan's was still doing it, so...
I didn't know they had a no dancing.
There was a no dancing ordinance in Chesterfield. How many movies does Kevin Bacon have to make before these people understand?
Sunday shoes,
man. We just want to dance, man.
Speaking of dancing,
you have to tap your foot before it constitutes dancing.
Yeah,
and they're going to drag you out of there.
Yeah. That's about all the dancing I do. Unless
I'm
hammered.
I was arrested for artistic movement once. I mean, dude, we've got a long way to go, but we're going to get there.
So under your goals, you guys have listed a huge local following, really good. Small city, though. Release an album that has local success.
Right.
Now, I mean, people aren't buying CDs anymore. Are you going to do that using iTunes?
Well, I think John uses the album term loosely in terms of a collection of songs, man. We're still big fans of the album format. Yeah. I don't care how you get it, whether it's on CD or on your iPod. But, you know, a collection of songs, man, that all,
that
you know,
a cohesive
whole, a snapshot, you know, of the music that's going on in our heads. And, you know, more so than a single, I think we'd like people to dig our music as a whole. I think I'd rather have, 5,000 people really, really dig what we're doing than, you know, 500,000 people kind of dig what we're doing. Well, right. You know what? Actually, I'd really like the money, so I don't want to sell pretentious. But no, I mean, I'd love to have, you know, the local scene view us as a powerful musical entity, or, you know, or at least a class act, digging what we're doing.
Right.
And I think, you know, that international stardom or world domination, of course we'd like that, but that comes later.
Yeah.
Right.
And
one step at a time.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are off to a great start. You haven't done that many shows, handful of shows.
Right.
Now you're doing a show with Proverbial. It seems like, I mean, the snowball is moving pretty fast.
Dude, we got onto your show, man. Yeah. You have no idea how stoked we are about that.
Next Saturday night, the next set.
We're playing Honey Whites.
Yeah.
We're headlining that show. What's the date?
19th.
February 19th.
Yeah.
I'll be there. And another one of your things was release an album that has national success. So you start off local, then you go national.
Right.
How far along do you guys feel that you are to really getting some momentum to be able to accomplish these things?
Well, I'll put it this way. We've been trying to book this band. We've had pretty good success booking it, which is rewarding, and still we're waiting to pinch ourselves. But I feel like the ball's moving. We're only scratching the surface. Our real goal is right now is to play in front of people, large crowds and small crowds.
We prefer enthusiastic small crowds, but we'll take small on large.
But we're rolling.
John is doing a good job at talking to people and getting the word out and getting his gigs. He's got possible Floyd Fest, possible Crozet Music Festival.
Crozet, yeah.
What was the river?
Yeah,
we
River
got,
Rocks. I don't know if it's legal
got,
for us to say that we're
well,
playing
we
that.
Well, we did.
Possible.
We'll go ahead and say it. We landed the River Rock, which last year, one of my favorite bands, Grace Potter and
don't
Eternals.
Don't tell anybody about that, though.
We're not going
did one headline in Randolph.
Yeah, yeah, seen them twice this year.
Nobody listens,
Browns
man.
Island. Right? Yep. I saw them in Allgate, too, this year, actually.
Did you? I love Grace Potter and Eternals, but I'm not sure who's headlining it this year, but we landed that, so that's really that's exciting.
We landed the opening spot.
Opening spot, yeah.
Hey.
But, you know, and we're working with some other production companies. There's a really cool thing down in Virginia Beach called East Coast Surfing Championships. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about with that. And we just want to get out there.
Man, keep that drive and momentum going, man. That's the hardest thing. You got a great attitude, John, and you're real likable, so it's easy for, you know, for people to talk to you and to feel comfortable with, you know.
Thank you, bro.
No problem.
Bromance is on. Did you hear the bro? I gave you the bro.
Well, that's what I love that about John, because you know, I'll be like, dude, hire my band, dude, we're great. Come on, dude, we're awesome. And, you know, because I get excited about it, and John goes, hey, man, I got this band, and I'd like to play at your establishment. And then he shows them the, you know, plays some of the stuff off the demo or gets them to the website, and they go, oh, wow, you guys don't suck. Yeah. And, you know, and then and hopefully, like, you, they come out and see us and go, oh, dude, you know, you guys more than don't suck. Mm-hmm. You know, and that, you know, it's baby steps, and we've all been in bands that had a little bit of success. And the great thing about this one is we didn't have any plans. We just said, you know what, let's just play. Mm-hmm. Let's make music that we dig. I've got no goals. Right. You know, we all just want to be in a great band where we're having fun and making great music.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, when we stopped caring about, you know, either, you know, putting ourselves into a genre or getting ourselves, you know, certain gigs or goals, we stopped caring about that and started making the music for us. And mm-hmm. all of a sudden, we're getting this really positive response. And I think that's stuff you hear all the time, but you have to experience it to get it. Now we're doing what we dig, and man, it's slow but sure. People are coming to it, and it's the momentum, man. The ball is rolling, and uh-huh. we're stoked.
You know, I get the same thing though. It's hard. I've always thought that maybe I'm too abrasive for people, but maybe it's mine and your pedophile beards, man. It's turning people off. Well, dude. Think about shaving it off.
You know, I mean, I lived for years without a beard, and my wife, you know, begged me to grow one because she didn't like looking at my face. It wasn't that she didn't like it; she couldn't take me seriously unless I had a little goatee or something because I've got a baby face.
Uh-huh.
But and then, you know, I got bored of the normal beard and went with the out of control psycho beard. And, you know, and now it's just fun to torment her with it. She's like, why don't you cut that thing off?
And, that's what you wanted.
Well, next, yeah. I mean, if she doesn't like your face that much, the next step is the comb over.
He's almost there.
Reverse facial comb over.
I mean, what do we got there?
And of course, that's why we send John out to do the work. He's got the personality, and you know, he's not hard to look at.
Ooh, he just hit on you, man.
They did.
Bromance.
Oh, no, dude, I've hit on him dozens of times. That doesn't sound anything like that.
So you guys want to play? We're kind of behind. You guys want
to
play
a
song?
Yeah, love to.
And tell us about this song while they're setting up, Scott.
All right. Well, this one's called "Too Much Hate," and of course, hate being a bad thing. And I got to give props to my best friend Dave Sullivan. I had this line in my head and had these chords in it, and the words were, there's too much hate and not enough love today. And I was just like, my God, that is so lame. But it wouldn't stop going around in my head. And I told Dave about it, and you know, we've been playing music for years, and he was like, you know, Scott, if Marvin Gaye said that, you would think it was really cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy crap, dude, you're right. And I just went with it, and I brought in the song. This is our most recent song. Brought it into the guys, and they dug it. And
you should change it to, instead of love, not enough bromance.
Dude, actually, I think it started off similar to that, but the rhyming scheme was...
it's rough. Well, bromance is hard.
You rhyme something with romance or bromance. Oh, dude, there it is. Stop it. Well, we'll be working on this one some more, but...
let's do it.
You guys want to do it?
Yeah. Ready to roll? How many ways can we Thank you.
be nice if I knew who actually did that song so I could tell you.
It was No Dice. That song was called Bicycle Girl.
Nice.
I actually like that song a lot.
Yeah, it's a good song. Good band, man.
Pretty good. It kind of fit with the theme, you know, of your guys' song, Love. Except yours was about bromancing. It was about a girl. So Psycho Billy Cadillac, my buddy John Keefe. I'm going to call you my buddy now.
Yeah,
I feel like we're friends. We're family, right?
We're family.
Yeah, nice. So we'll just kick right back into questions. I'm having a good time talking to you guys. I cut both Derek and Manzelli off, so...
Sorry, guys.
And here on Radio Rubber Room, bands first is our mantra.
Bands first.
That's what she said.
So, which one of you guys, you know, is the ladies' man of the band? Every band has one of those. You know, who does the best?
All of us.
Well, then
we're all married.
Well, then this is kind of a public service.
I would probably have to say Scott is.
Scott, yeah.
Yeah, he's got the most charisma.
So Scott's not in the room right now. I'm just looking for someone to explain how this works to Manzelli.
I will kill you where you stand.
I'm just trying to help you out, bro.
I'm doing just fine with unmarried women, devil worshippers, you name it.
Hey,
I get
great.
It.
You know I love you. You know
I love you too.
You.
Telling you, Manzelli, Scott's the man in the band. He's the ladies' man. You should consider a pedophile beard. You're kind
of oh, yeah. Hey, Scott, you want to be my wingman?
Yeah.
There we go.
Nice. Manzelli has amazing game, by the way.
Yeah, I throw down.
So if you guys could share the stage, this is such a canned question. If you guys could share the stage with one musician alive or dead, who would that be?
Flea.
And it can't be Manzelli because that's too easy.
That's on the man.
Scott Harris and John Keefe.
Dude, you rock, dude.
Bromance.
I love you.
Bromance. That's the name of the album, right?
Bromance.
Yeah, bromance.
Bromance.
Just another bromance.
All right, you.
Who's yours for one musician besides?
I'm old school. I'd love to share the stage with Steven Tyler.
Yep.
Just the rhythm that he's got and just having him out front. Powerful. I don't know, I've always been a great big Aerosmith fan. I don't know. A
little jealous of what's her face from the Black Eyed Peas? The rock and roll. Well, yeah, what is her name?
It starts with Fergie.
They're going to be doing the halftime show this year, correct?
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Who, the Black Eyed Peas?
Black Eyed Peas.
No, I'm talking about the, wasn't it? Yeah, she did that thing with Aerosmith at, she did a song at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
She did that thing with
Aerosmith.
Yeah.
She did one of those things.
How many times did that happen?
Please. I really shouldn't be allowed to be on the radio, so.
Yeah, you know what? I'll pick up the question there, man. I'm the guitarist in me, man. I would love to share the stage with Hendrix, you know?
Of course.
And honestly, I just stand there and watch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, no point in playing anything because he'd be saying it all. And he'd probably look over and say something really cool and supportive like, yo, man, you're good.
Nice.
But I'd be like, I'm not worthy. And of course, the songwriter in me, man, I'm thinking like John Lennon.
That's a good
definitely.
But now,
Jimi Hendrix, Band of Gypsies or The Experience? You want to throw a curveball there, huh?
Can I answer both?
No, yeah. just one.
Anytime, I mean.
You know,
beggars can't be choosers, right?
If I was going to listen, I might go Band of Gypsies, but if I was going to be on stage, I might say The Experience.
Fair enough. Good answer.
Ah, thank you. Well, I was really scared, but
yeah.
That was... You guys are throwing the hard balls, man. It's tough.
That's what we do here at the
You're not
rubber
hard to
room.
Stump, Scott.
Rubber room done, but full of hard balls.
Yeah. Ouch.
Where you at, Manzelli?
Where am I at? Let's see. So, well, we already went over, you know, gigs that got booked. I think it was February 19th. You guys said you were playing next?
Yep, February 19th.
Where's that place again?
Honey White's. It's
Honey
right
White's?
Down in the...
Shaco Bottom.
Shaco Bottom.
What about this benefit the week later?
That's canceled, man. Oh. Unfortunately, it was canceled for... I don't... That's all
okay, we're open to do benefits.
Will you play children's birthday parties?
Will you play my birthday party?
Yes.
Bar mitzvahs?
Yes.
Sweet.
That would be yes, yes, and yes.
Definitely.
So we talked about you guys, you're recording in Mark's studio, and I had spoken to you, John. You said that there's somebody out, you guys have a connection in California who's going to do the mastering?
Well, we're not sure if it's ever going to pan out, but It's his nephew.
Yeah, uh-huh. I have a nephew who's 35, by the way, and on my wife's side of the family. But he was in LA for about 10 years. He engineered Rolling Stones album. He's on, I think it's the latest Rolling Stones album. His name is on there. Dean Nelson is
on the last McCartney record.
And he recorded McCartney a year before that. Okay. Just when
he did the Evanescence album.
Yeah, he went to the Evanescence hit, whatever the latest hit is from them. Yeah. Right now he's gone back to where he went to school in Canada. I don't remember the name of the school, but I think it's affiliated with Full Sail.
Uh-huh.
And now he's teaching back up there. So we sent him a couple of our songs from our demo, the mixes, just to see if he could, you know, dabble with, see what he can come up with. So he's busy. He just moved there in the middle of the snowstorm in December.
Uh-huh.
And getting situated, probably getting used to teaching and everything. But he was in L.A. for 10 years recording.
I mean, what kind of an indication?
Puddle of mud.
What kind of, has he given you any indication if he will? Is he considering it?
Yeah, he will, but I'm not pushing him. You know, he's busy getting his new career going with that, and I'm leaving it up to him to when he gets around to, and then when he gives us something.
And we are still taking offers for money or studio time. Donations.
He's doing it as a favor, so I'm not really.
You gotta send John up to meet him.
Yeah, you know, that's a good
that little eye twinkle. Give him some of that eye twinkle.
Hey, baby.
Has he won any awards by chance?
He's recorded Emmy winning out songs. Uh-huh. You know, what was the Evanescence?
Yeah, Evanescence record. That was nice. They call them Grammys.
Yeah, I think you won Grammys.
Yeah,
yep.
You could always slap like a big Starburst sticker on the front of your cover, you know.
Yeah.
Mixed and mastered by an award winning engineer.
There you go.
Exactly. So we're hoping for the best for that. So.
Now we got about 10 minutes. Anything else? I mean, we haven't covered. You guys want to talk about? Make sure you you emphasize. Do you mind? And before you go, you gotta let me run my fingers through your beard, man. I'm beard obsessed.
Actually, I would have cringed at that question 2 hours ago, but now I'm feeling pretty good about the show and the staff.
The bromance is on.
Dude, we're like, we can family. Go.
Yes. Score. So anything else you guys want to talk about? We know your gigs. We know you guys are married. Nobody's really dabbling. We know you're working on the album. When are you looking to put that out, man? I mean, when ideally?
Right now, we're not. We're finishing up the demo, and then we want to get out and play.
Okay.
And maybe for a year and just cut our teeth out there and play and get some live shows on the road, and then try to find seriously somebody to record our album for us.
Yeah, so we're talking probably a year to actually doing a real EP.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly a chance we might dribble out a couple songs here and there as we get more more experience with the studio setting and doing it ourselves. I mean, we really enjoy doing it. We just don't want to spend the time doing it.
Yeah.
That you know, there's a learning curve, you know, and we're musicians. We're not recording engineers or producers.
Yeah.
And you know, but I mean, just to get the music out there, we're going to keep, you know, taking shots at it.
Uh-huh.
And
that was a nice way of us saying that we're not too good at the studio.
Well, you know, you shouldn't aspire to be. I went to school for recording technology, and you know what they say is
you charge. Dan likes the band. Dan, why don't you come out and
hang out at the house sometime? Man, the six pack with
me. We got beers there, man.
Well, I'll cook some chicken.
We got beer.
I'm way overpriced, man. And if I gave it to you free, but anyways. They say that you should choose one or the other, man. You don't be a engineer and a musician. You know, choose your battles. It's just like selling tickets, man. You guys should not have to be your promoters. You need to be able to be musicians, you know, not think about that stuff.
I agree.
Yeah, I definitely agree. But I also...
It's not the way it works.
Yeah, I was going to say, and because it's not like that, I appreciate
it. It's such a good dream.
I mean, you gotta wear a lot of hats sometimes. Is a musician, promoter. I mean, it just it takes it. You gotta wear a lot of hats.
Promoting is the hardest part because I always feel like a D-bag when I'm begging people to come see my band. You know.
Uh huh.
And at the same time, and we're at a place where no one else is going to do it. So, yeah.
Well, man, they should feel like the D-bags.
That's right.
Come to the show. Come to the show, D-bags.
Hopefully, one day they will. But at this point, we're please come to our shows.
Yeah, we're all.
We'll promise you a rocking good time, and we'll try to hit as few bad notes as possible, and play songs that you don't know, but hopefully you will get to know.
You can laugh at us because my wife loves to pick on us on stage because we make some of the dumbest facial and we jump around a lot. And my wife, every time, she's like, man, honey, you are just so entertaining. I'm like, is that a good thing, hon? You know,
it's kind of like kind of Wayne and Garth. You know, honey, I look at you and I laugh. And but John really is funny on stage.
Look, I mean, you have a good time, you know, sometimes being too cool is not a good thing, right. You know, you become stiff, you have something right. to prove, man, you're yourselves when you're up there, and that's what's important.
I think that's one of the things. I mean, and we haven't played a lot of shows to prove this, or to say, this is why the people like us, but I think when you come to a show, you get solid songs, you get an enthusiastic performance, but we're not full of crap up there, we're like... You know, we're a bunch of smiling Richmond boys, and we're stoked. Yeah. We're so stoked to be playing together that it really comes across. And, you know, just happy to be up there doing it. And I don't see that going away.
Cool.
You know,
there it is.
Yep. You know, no matter how big it gets, and obviously, you know, you hope. Honestly, man, I made it when I practiced with this band a couple times.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, just having your best friends and making music that you love. You know, and it sounds cliche, but man, I really got it. I was like, wow, dude, I made it. And as far as big goals, you know, our original goal was to be in a band that was cool, and we've done that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope that's not too cocky, but, no. I mean, dude, no, I'm in a band that I love. And, now everything from here on is cake, you know? And, yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
Icing. Cool. Well, we got 5 more minutes, man. Would you guys like to play us out with one more
time? Yeah, I'd love to, man. What do you guys want to play?
We got to play.
Dude, let's do Out of Mind, because that's good.
Yeah, let's do Out of Mind.
Okay.
And real quick, before we do that, up next next week, we have the 360 boys coming on the show.
They've been on before, man. We got some good stuff for them already.
Good stuff. So it's going to be a great show. Check it out, naked-jester.com.
Manzelli may or may not be here. Me and Derek have to talk about this. I mean,
oh, God. You're going to find me dead in Richmond, aren't you? Me in a dumpster. Man, oh, man.
Well, I got to say, Derek, man, it's a little rusty, but it is good to be back on the air, man.
Feels good. And real quick before we go to the song, thank you guys for coming out. We were glad
to have you
here.
Oh, man, thank you for having
enjoyed
us.
It was a blast.
We're stoked that you guys are back. This is the only thing better than...
I was a little depressed. I'm not going to lie.
I was extremely depressed.
Only thing better than being at home listening to the show and, you know, was being here. So
nice.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Well, you guys will have to come back on when we're really soon, like once we get our feet sunk in there.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Well, we're going to say the same thing. We'd love to come back once we get our crap together. So, y'all ready?
Yep.